In an official letter to the UN chief Ban Ki-moon, Iran's charity foundation for special diseases has stated that the country is running short of medicine for rare diseases because of sanctions imposed by the US. This has affected the Iranian nation as the illegal sanctions are hindering the production and import of such medicine in the country. The representative of the Russian Foreign Ministry said that the new restrictive measures against Iran also affect the interests of other foreign companies and individuals who cooperate with Iran.
We do not recognize numerous sanctions that are arbitrarily imposed by Washington due to their concern of the Iranian nuclear program and roughly contradict the international law.
Rajab Safarov, a Russian politician, believes that the appeal to the UN will not solve the problem, yet Iran needs to manufacture the products in the country.
It makes sense to organize production within the country itself, as this will solve the problem for the years to come. For now, Russia may become a mediator between the West and Iran. This role is appropriate for Russia.
Iran faces Western sanctions over its peaceful nuclear energy program. The West claims the sanctions target the Iranian government, but reports and documents show how ordinary Iranians are being affected. Though at the moment politics negatively influence the health of the Iranian nation, according to Russian experts say, due to sanctions, Iran will invest funds in particular industries, which will help the country to develop from within and to grow independent. According to the experts, sanctions against Iran only strengthen the position of Iran and prepare the country for any possible political scenarios. Analysts believe that the pressure on psychological, political, economic and possible military levels only once again emphasize the sovereignty of the state. Маргарита Богданова, Press TV, Moscow.